This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time, and that's it. The Warriors, it's on to Houston, and for the fourth time
in the
Curry, Draymond Kerr era, the Warriors will play the Houston Rockets in the playoffs.
The Rockets
series.
Coming out to play.
The final score here from Chase Center: Warriors 121, Memphis 116.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, we got the Root Sandstorm. Let's go. Tim Roy on the call. 121, 116. Playing Jimmy is real. I told all of you, I told each and every one of you, they'll be just fine. This is the scenario you want. Yes, I'm starting the show. I was right. You were wrong. That's right. I'm patting myself on the back. I'm tooting my own horn. Shout out Daryl the Guru Johnson. And shout out to all of you just waking up, just getting off work, getting ready for school. It's a hump day in the Bay, and we're feeling great today. You know why? No, that wasn't a Dr. Seuss rhyme. Because the Warriors are no longer a play-in team, Joe. They're a playoff team. What a win last night. Grinded out. You got up 20. Got a little hairy there. You lost the lead in the fourth. But on the back of one Stephen Bleepin' Curry and Jimmy freaking Butler, you got the job done.
Play my music again. One second. If you're a Warrior fan out there
Can you have any hair left on your head whatsoever? Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, basketball gods. Jimmy, 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 Jimmy. I fell to my knees going, hallelujah, hallelujah. I cannot believe we found a way to win that game. If you aren't like me and watching this team, Joe, sports drives us crazy.
Sports,
no, man. No. It drives us insane. They say love makes you do crazy things. No. Sports does. There's a famous line at the end of a movie that I love and I hold dear to my heart. Last Black Man in San Francisco, where those two people are on the bus and they're clearly transplants. They're not from here. And they're complaining about San Francisco. And the guy who's the main character turns to the girls and he says, hey, excuse me. Are you from here? Do you love San Francisco? And they said, no. He goes, you can't hate it if you don't originally love it. Mm. And I'm kind of butchering the saying, but I'm telling you, there is something about your favorite teams. You want to go crazy when you're watching them. Steve Kerr's lineups were driving me insane. Draymond Green was playing awful. Pods, the obsession with Pods. Kevon Looney was doing nothing. There were points in that game. I was like, Buddy Hield again? What are we doing? We're going to blow a 20-point lead? Oh, my God. Jaw's hurt. He's cooking us. Why are we not attacking him? That team was driving me insane. And they find a way to pull a rabbit out of the hat. And there's just something about the teams that we love. We simultaneously hate their guts, and yet we love them. And that's the beauty of playoff basketball. I'm exhausted. I feel like I ran a marathon last night. I couldn't even sleep after that game. That was insanity. And yes, Steph hit some big shots down the stretch. Big shots. I wanted Jimmy Butler with the ball in his hands with 5 minutes to go. That's why we got him. Thank God for Jimmy Butler. Thank God for Quentin Post. And the coach throws him on the bench for like 40 real minute times. I go, Doug, Kerr, you're icing your own guy. He goes to Guy Santos. I'm fine with that. I go to Guy Santos. We couldn't find a minute for Jonathan Kuminga. Thank God they won that game. Because if they had not won that game, I'm telling you, there's not a doubt in my mind. We're having questions about the coach, the lineups, everything. Thank God they won the game. They were going to lose. Like, they were going to lose Friday. They were going to lose that game last night. And then Curry hit a couple of bang-bangs at the end of the game, and it wiped it all the way. Draymond Green with one of the worst fouls I've seen in my life.
He did not have a
great game. Desmond Bane is 500 feet away from the hoop. You have five fouls. He's going out of bounds. He's near the half-court line. He's not a threat, and you foul him, and then you circle up like it's a grand slam home run from an umpire. Stop reviewing everything Draymond asked you to. Thank God we won that game. I'm telling you, thank God we won that game. That was exhilarating.
38 points for Jimmy Buckets. Play-in Jimmy has arrived. Now we're going to get the actual playoff Jimmy. Thank you, Kevin Harlan, who was on the call last night for TNT. Stephen Curry, 37 points. So they combine for 75 points between the both of them. And you know what? You look on the other side, and I know Ja Morant got hurt, and that sucks. That probably was...
Sucks because...
No, they were lucky.
Yes. Because even when he went out of the game, yes. Joe, the Memphis Grizzlies were making plays left and right.
Desmond Bane was unbelievable yesterday. Desmond Bane, and you know what? Zach Edey, I'll give him some credit because he's a rookie out there, and I know a lot of people are crushing him in that first half. I thought he stepped up in that fourth quarter, and he stepped up way more than the other guy that should have stepped up a lot more, and I give credit to the Warriors' defense on this, but more so, Jaren Jackson Jr., talk about SOFT. Oh, my God.
Joe, guy, how about
oh, my God. 9 3-point attempts for him yesterday. Good. Keep shooting
and
them.
And some terrible fouls.
Hey, Jaw, keep shooting those threes. The only guy that kept shooting them, I was getting worried, was Desmond Bane.
Yes.
Because it felt like all the misses, you had three of them, were halfway in, and then they rimmed out. 888-957-9570. We want to hear from everyone
they
today.
They dodged the biggest bullet of they all did. Time, and I hate to use that analogy. It's the only way I can describe
it. No pun intended.
Joe, I'm telling you.
No grenades yesterday.
I feel like I ran a marathon. And they, look, the wild thing is you saw Steph's hand at the end of that game, and he's like clutching the thumb and the hand, and thankfully he hit a couple shots. There were moments, though, I was like, Steph's taking awful shots. Get the ball to Jimmy. I can't be alone in this.
Hey.
This team, it was driving me insane. And then at the end, I drop to my knees and I go, I love you. I love this team. They drive me insane. They say love drives you crazy. No, the Golden State Warriors were driving me crazy. I know the Giants coined torture. I don't know what this is. I don't know what exactly it is when I'm watching this Warrior team.
It's the Warriors in clutch time this season, Joe.
Whether I might have a Jimmy heart attack.
Whether it's with Jimmy or without Jimmy, this is what they do. They turn into this team within that final minute, and I get it. You can get into the refs, all of that. And I don't know what that was in the last minute. It didn't need to be that close. Draymond Green obviously adding to that. But this is what they do. But when Jimmy Butler is here, they win these type of games. That's why it was so frustrating when they lost on Sunday. I told you,
play
out
Jimmy. The day the trade went happened,
Jimmy.
I called it.
I told you, this is the guy that they need. 18 free throw attempts. He missed six of them yesterday.
No.
But it was what he was doing, not just offensively, because you can look at the box score. Defensively, how many balls was he batting away? How many passes was he intercepting yesterday and going driving
big
for the
box out,
putting them in foul trouble? Again, I mentioned it. 18 free throw attempts. When's the last time any Golden State Warrior had that many? No, seriously. I don't think you can name one.
Durant, maybe one.
Maybe.
Steph, but I don't even know.
13 yesterday. He got to the line a bunch. They were doing some silly fouls, and that's what you do to a team like Memphis, who is going to get in their own way and do stupid things. They're a young team that does dumb things. And they did that yesterday ad nauseum. Jaren Jackson Jr., you're talking about foul trouble for him. He can't get out of his own way. He had four. Zach Edey was in foul trouble most of that game. Ja gets hurt. He was passive after that. And you know what? That, again, lucky break for them. But you know what? We're going to take it. You know why? Because the Warriors have definitely dealt with their fair share of injuries all season long. Desmond Bane was a killer yesterday. Scottie Pippen Jr.
I thought he
played pretty well. For that game, Santi Aldama, who's actually played pretty well against the Warriors.
He hit some big shots.
He made some big shots. But it was all the other guys that we talked about stepping up yesterday. Moses Moody, who I said needed to step up in this game yesterday. He stepped up. Nine points for him.
Defensively, he was excellent.
Defensively, he was getting all in
jump plays.
You know what I really loved about yesterday? There was a moment, and everyone remembered it. It was a John Moran. It was in the first quarter. He crosses up Moses. Just crosses him up.
Yeah.
Makes him look silly. Even the crowd at home was like, oh, my goodness.
They went to Reggie the highlight as they were going to commercial.
And then Ja was talking that talk. I think I read his lips. He's like, he can't guard me. He can't guard me. And just smiling at the Warriors bench.
No one can guard him, even when he's hobbled.
But you know what? He did guard him well, Moses Moody, the rest of that game.
He did a good job.
Stepped up.
His hands were extremely active. And yes. I thought that him and Quentin Post diving on the floor for loose balls showed me that those young guys want it.
Five turnovers for Ja Morant yesterday. Stephen Curry, you know how many he had coming off that 8 turnover game? One.
Wow.
One turnover for Stephen Curry yesterday. Wow.
Well, he took a couple. I'm being real here. He took some great shots at the end, but there were some sprinkled ones in that I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? And I can't be alone in that. I love you, Steph. But like, what are we doing? There was a point in time where it felt like every guy on the floor not named Jimmy and Steph wanted no part of shooting.
Well, that's the thing that was one of my takeaways. And again, we're celebrating the win today, so it's good vibes only on a hump day.
Thank God they won.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Again, 888-957-9570. If you're just waking up this morning, Warriors are playing the Rockets. Yes, they are in the playoffs now. They are no longer a play-in team.
And again, hallelujah.
I've been talking about it. You know, you said
Father Patrick. Book Father Patrick. We need to talk to God.
He's booked. It's Holy Week. He's booked. He's got Stations of the Cross coming up in a couple hours. Leave him alone, all right? But again, Moses, again, going Passover week. Moses stepping up, of course. There you go. Got to do all the religious jokes. Get him out of the way early. But I watched that game yesterday. And going into this Rocket series, and we'll have the next couple days to preview it, the next couple weeks. Thank God we got Warriors in our life for at least the next few weeks, and hopefully longer than that. But this is the matchup you wanted. This is the matchup I wanted. And we're going to see how it shakes out. You have some revenge factors here, obviously with Dylan Brooks, obviously with Ime Udoka, Fred VanVleet, what he did to you in the playoffs, 6 years ago now we're going back to.
I'm almost not even ready, though, Joe, to go there.
I know you're not. We'll get there.
I'm ready to collapse. I feel like the Jimmy Butler meme that you saw where he's like, yes, exactly.
He's just doing that.
Leaning over. Like,
right.
That team was exhausted down the stretch. Were they not?
No, they absolutely were. And that goes to show how special Jimmy Butler is. 40 points. Check that, almost 40 points, but for 40 minutes.
It might as well be 40.
Coming off 48 minutes, and this is what he told us. Again, let's all remember, Jimmy wasn't tripping after that Clippers loss. You know what he was saying? He was saying this.
Buy some some Domino's, drink some coffee. That help it feel better.
That reverberates right there.
Joey, I'm telling you, Dunleavy can't get enough credit for convincing everyone to bring this guy in. Like, I just, they can't get enough credit. Does he hold the ball a lot? Yeah, he does.
I wanted him
to take air out of the basketball in the final 6 minutes. Quite frankly, I thought Steph and Dre were way too frenetic at times. And I thought, I was like, hey, get the ball to Jimmy. Yeah. And like, when he went back to Pods with 4 minutes to go, I'm like, look, I love Pods. He brings a lot to the table. He didn't have it last night. He just didn't have it. It's okay. Like, form has to matter.
He had it against the Clippers. He didn't have it yesterday. Yeah, that
like,
happens.
But like, I thought Moody's defense, though his shot wasn't as pure or whatever, I thought I would have rode Moody's defense for longer stretches. Fine, whatever. We were disagreeing. But like, I was watching and these lineups were driving me nuts. There was a key point in the second quarter. He had a Guy, I'm talking about Steve Kerr, had a Guy-Looney lineup. And Guy was doing some things. Looney was getting absolutely bullied. And I love Looney.
That was not the game for Kevon. Yeah, that was not the game.
And I thought that he stuck with that lineup multiple times, a minute too long. And these games come down to a possession here, a possession there. And when I'm watching Ja, he's hobbled with 4 or 5 minutes to go. What is every team in the league going to do when Ja is hobbled the way that he is?
Attack him.
Why we weren't running pick and roll at him to end that game was beyond me. Now, they put Ja on Dre at times, and then Dre was staying in the short corner. Like, you've got to bring Dre up and set that screen. But Dre was kind of scared to shoot last night. GP2 at times was a little scared to shoot down the stretch. And I think that's where I'm going. Like, they need to stick their foot in one lane or the other. That was what last night taught me. You're just going to have to ride out the ridiculous defense of Quinn Post and just hang your hat on his offense. He hit some shots last night that were spectacular. You do not win that game without Quinn Post's contributions. He was awesome. And look, at times he's going to be a turnstile on defense. You just got to ride it out because God bless Looney, and I love him. He wasn't out-rebounding Edie. He wasn't bringing much to the table. And if you're going to go super small, you might as well go with a little bit of offense on all that and have somebody who can stretch the floor. There were lineups, like the Buddy Hield thing was, I was like, Buddy doesn't have it either. Get him off the floor. Get Buddy off the floor. I understand why Steve has certain obsessions with guys that he likes. I trust me, if they would have, and I hate being this guy this morning, but if they would have lost that game, we would have been ringing every single lineup, every single decision. They came out of a timeout at one point, Joe. That lineup wasn't working. The Looney and Guy lineup the second time, even though Guy was trying to make plays. Mm-hmm. It was a constipated lineup. That one time they had, I think it was Buddy, GP2, Guy, Looney, and Steph. And I'm like, what is this, the Steph save us lineup? Bring out the Holy Cross and just pray to God that Steph can do something miraculous?
Back to Jesus.
Like turning the water into wine? No, this is, I'm not feeling this lineup. Like, Steve, they come out of a timeout and then instantaneously he's like, you get up. It's like, why didn't you come out of a timeout with a switched lineup? I'm telling you, dude, we dodged a huge bullet yesterday. And thankfully they had a 5 second violation to end that game. I mean, just
we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
The team is
going to
drive me into the insanity loony bin.
It's okay. Hey, they won yesterday. They won. Hey, Joe, look at me. They won the game. It's okay. They're a playoff team now. It's all right. You got a couple days to rest that mind.
I'm going to ask you sincerely.
Rest that mind.
Not that he's a superstar. I'm not saying he's not. But as a role player, you're telling me you weren't thinking in your mind, boy, you can't get a minute of JK here?
I mean, at times, sure, because I just watched the Memphis Grizzlies doing some dumb things, too. And I was like, you know what? If they're doing some dumb things, maybe Jonathan Kaminga could capitalize off of that. But not really. I wasn't thinking about JK yesterday. Maybe I'm not the only one. I don't know. 888-957-9570. They're going to need him. Hey, they're in the playoffs now. They're definitely going to need him, especially in this upcoming matchup against the Houston Rockets. We'll get into that. They were asked about it yesterday. They're going to need him. Where are the mentals at with him after two DNPs? I'm not sure. That's a conversation we could be having the next couple days, in the next couple weeks. But Gary Payton, to your point, stepped up. 5 of 10 overall, 12-point shooting. That's what we wanted.
But there was a time late in that game where I was like, GP2. I mean, he took a three, corner three, that almost hit the top of the backboard.
I know, but he was shooting them.
No doubt.
I needed that first and foremost. Quentin Post, 3 of 4 from beyond the arc. 11 points. Moses Moody, the three-point shot wasn't there, neither for Pods. But you know what? Moses, he stepped up defensively. 9 points for him. I appreciated that effort. Guy Santos, the box score is not going to show
it. I actually thought he was hustling.
He was hustling. He had 3 offensive boards. He was fighting for something. He should have had another one, but it trickled out of bounds. We got to go, though. We're up against it.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.